Badge of the Rapist Racist. As the first phase of the trial of police officer Daniel Holdsclaw comes to a close, one is forced to take stock of what the trial and its coverage means. Holdsclaw, a 28-year-old white Oklahoma cop, was recently convicted of 18 charges of sexual assault, rape, sodomy, and related offenses, and the targeting and raping of some 13 black women, from teens to a woman in her 50s. An Oklahoma jury recommended the man be sentenced to some 260-plus years in prison. If you blinked, however, you would have missed it. A serial rapist of 13 females. When isn't that a story? When the 13 women are black women. Only one cable network, the black-owned TV One news program, hosted by former CNN contributor Roland Martin, covered the case using internet reports from persons in court. No one else. Not one. Why not? Apparently, black lives don't matter. Holdsclaw used his uniform, his badge, his service revolver, to stop, intimidate, and rape over a dozen women. Sometimes, in his own patrol vehicle. And amazingly, he raped a teenager on her porch. And people wonder why cops can't be trusted. It took DNA and GPS evidence to bust this dude. But how can anyone contemplate something so sick? Easy. Most of the victims were poor black women. Some charged with being sex workers. Others charged with being drug violators. In other words, the vulnerable. This cop chose those who he knew had no social power and little ability to resist. And media silence reinforced that negative narrative by belittling the worth of these women. If they had covered it, they would have cast a harsh national light on police practices. They chose not to. Like a cop standing over a body in the road, they essentially said, hey, keep on moving. There's nothing to see here. Keep moving. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.